You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 445. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you're my friend. It is just Ange here. Welcome back to another podcast episode with me, your host, Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm a business strategist, podcaster, keynote speaker, and love supporting women around the world to create a strategy, master their mindset, and just ultimately kick ass in business and in life. Now, today we're diving into a topic that has the power to shift absolutely everything in your life and business. Who you spend time with is who you become. And yes, I'm going to repeat that. Who you spend time with is who you become. This isn't just a fluffy motivational quote. It's grounded in psychology, neuroscience, and lived experience. The people in your orbit shape your habits, your mindset, your income, and even your health. So if you've been wondering why you feel stuck, drained, or uninspired, this episode might hold the answers. Now, you've probably heard the saying, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. But let's break that down. These people are like mirrors, reflecting back what's possible, what's normal, and what's acceptable. Spend time with people who settle, and settling starts to feel normal. Spend time with people who invest in growth, and growth starts to feel inevitable. And it's not just an opinion. Research backs this up. Take, for example, a long-term study done over in Harvard showed that happiness is contagious. If a close friend becomes happy, it increases your chances of becoming happier by 25%. Another study from Framingham Heart Study found that if your friends are overweight, your chances of becoming overweight are rise by 57%. Again, habits, good or bad, spread through social networks like wildfire. And a meta-analysis of adolescent behavior showed peer influence consistently shapes things like risk-taking, study habits, and even mental health. This means you're not just influenced by your circle, you're infected by it. Energy, behavior, mindset, it all starts to seep in. Now, a personal story. I have been part of many, many epic masterminds around the world. And while I've involved, I noticed my thinking was different when I was involved with these groups. I expanded, I played bigger, not to mention my confidence grew. I felt calmer, I was grounded, supported. And like I said, my business grew. However, there's this one time I surrounded myself with the wrong circle, the wrong mentor. At first, I didn't really take notice about things because I was just excited to be in the group. But then I started to notice the complaining, the scarcity mindset, the talking about people. And I was like, whew, this is heavy. I was like, why do I feel heavy? Why do I feel unmotivated? And then I realized it was these people. These people were dragging me down and I was allowing it to continue to drag me down. So I had to get out of that mastermind. And when I say get out, I just want to fully disclose there. I still continue to pay because I believe that when you're in a contract, you need to honor that contract. And I made that decision to be part of that mastermind. And so again, I honored that contract. I just stepped back from the program itself. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause, and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend, Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures of revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. So being involved in masterminds, what I've realized is, yes, new strategies helped me grow my business. That was inevitable. I mean, one strategy my coach gave me yielded me $90,000. So do strategies absolutely grow your business? Yes. But it's these groups that help to change my business, because it was the environment. It was the people that I was surrounding with who were playing at much higher levels that I was at, which then like forced me to do me step out of my comfort zone, get out of my way, and really step up. That's what I call the power of proximity. It's like osmosis. You start absorbing the standards of the people around you. And this also has like a knock-on effect, the business impact. And in my opinion, in business, the circle you choose impacts 3 critical areas: mindset and belief. When you're surrounded by people who think big, you expand your sense of what's possible. Limiting beliefs get challenged, and suddenly goals you thought were out of reach feel doable. The second critical area that I see impacts this is standards and habits. High performers normalize high standards. If everyone around you follows through, shows up, and takes responsibility, you'll feel out of place if you don't. And the third area that this comes into is opportunities and access. Your network is your net worth. The right people don't just inspire you. They connect you to the clients, collaborations, referrals, and rooms you could never have entered alone. And this is why masterminds, group coaching, and intentional communities change lives. It's not just what you learn, it's who you become by being in that space. So let me ask you this. I've been doing this lately on the podcast because I want you to start thinking bigger. Who are the 5 people you spend the most time with right now? Do they inspire you or drain you? Do they challenge you to rise or encourage you to shrink? Do you like the people you're becoming in their presence? So for example, do you go to dinner with a friend who's still in a 9-to-5 and all they do is start talking negatively and complain? And next thing you know, you're complaining about people and you're like, if you're doing that, do you like it or don't like it? These are tough but necessary questions, because your circle is shaping your future, whether you realize it or not. And if you've been like, oh, fuck, and you've probably nailed a few things on the head for me. If you've realized your circle doesn't align with where you're going, here's what you can do. Audit your circle. Write down your 5 people that you've been hanging around with most and evaluate. Do they energize you, support you, stretch you, or not? 2, expand strategically. Seek out mentors, masterminds, networking groups, or communities that reflect where you want to go, not where you've been. 3, set boundaries. You don't need to cut everyone out, but you can limit time with people who drain you, and you can protect your energy. 4, be the person first. Like attracts like. If you want to be around people who are kind, generous, ambitious, embody those qualities yourself. And 5, upward in layers. Sometimes it's not just about ditching everyone at once. It's about slowly adding in new people who stretch you until that balance starts to naturally shift. At the end of the day, strategies, tools, and tactics can only take you so far. But if you're surrounded by people who don't believe in you, don't support you, and don't reflect the future you want, you're swimming upstream. So remember this: who you spend time with is who you become. Choose wisely, because your future is counting on it. And if you're wanting to be surrounded by good humans, then reach out and let's chat about my mastermind for women in business, or how you can attend my 4-day women in business conference at the end of October at the Gold Coast, or join me for one of my VIP strategy days. I'm all about creating and nurturing and having intentional environments where women continue to grow day after day, month after month, and year after year. You can head to angelahenderson.com.au to check out those variety of communities that I offer. But for now, I hope you have an amazing day, no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.